Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Gisele Pelicot's A Hymn to Life and Sophie. I have to say, this one kind of wrecked me in the best way.
Hi there, Sam. Hi, everyone. Same here. This book is by Gisele Pelicot, and it's not your typical self-help book. It's more like a poetic, gut-level meditation on what it actually means to be fully alive.
Right. And it starts with this deeply personal story. She loses someone she loves, and she doesn't sugarcoat the grief. She describes that raw, numb shock, and then this slow, painful learning to live with absence.
Exactly. And that experience becomes the foundation for her whole philosophy. She argues that suffering isn't some glitch in the system. It's actually a sacred part of the journey.
I'll admit, when I first read that, I thought, okay, this is getting a little too mystical for me. But she doesn't romanticize pain. She just says, what if we stopped seeing it as an enemy and started seeing it as a teacher?
Yes, and she's really careful about that. She's not telling us to go looking for suffering. She's saying that when it comes, and it will, we have a choice about how we relate to it.
And that leads her to this idea she calls the tyranny of positivity. Oh man, that part hit me hard.
Same. She points out how our culture shoves this relentless optimism down our throats. Stay positive. Look on the bright side. Manifest your best life. And she says that pressure can actually become a form of violence against ourselves.
Because it invalidates real emotions. If you're grieving and someone tells you to just think happy thoughts, that doesn't heal you. It just pushes the pain underground where it festers.
Exactly. She calls that fragmenting. We're not integrating our experiences, we're splitting off the parts we don't like. And true resilience isn't about bouncing back to some previous happy state. It's about bending and adapting, letting the hard stuff change you.
That's such a better definition. So then she talks about presence, but not in that detached, zen, ignore the world kind of way.
Right. Her version of presence is super grounded. It's about being fully aware of this exact moment, whatever it contains, even if that moment is painful or chaotic.
She uses this image of standing in a storm and feeling the rain on your skin instead of trying to run from it. That really stuck with me.
It's about not escaping, but immersing. And she ties that to mortality, the ultimate thing we try to escape.
Yeah, she says our culture goes to incredible lengths to deny death. But she argues that accepting our finitude is what gives life its urgency and preciousness.
She asks this fantastic question. If you knew you had 1 year left to live, how would you spend it? And your answer reveals what you truly value.
It's such a cliche question, but she frames it without any morbid fear. It's more like, use that awareness to stop wasting your energy on trivial stuff.
And then she moves into what she calls creative response. This is the part where she says we can't control what happens to us, but we have absolute power over how we respond.
That's not new. I've heard that before. But she takes it further. She says that between a stimulus and our response, there's a space. And in that space is our freedom.
Right. And she's not saying, just think positive. She's saying we can choose to be a creator instead of a victim. We can take the raw material of our circumstances, even painful ones, and forge new meaning.
She gives examples of people who faced unimaginable hardship, illness, betrayal, loss, and instead of being broken, they became more compassionate, more resilient, more alive.
I love that she calls it dancing with your pain. They didn't deny it, they danced with it, and that transformed their suffering into wisdom.
The whole book builds to this vision of a well-lived life. And it's not a life without problems. It's a life rich with meaning, with deep connections, with the courage to be fully human.
She emphasizes that it's not a destination, it's a daily practice. Every day we choose to show up with openness and love.
What I'm taking away is that The Hymn to Life isn't a perfect song. It's full of missed notes and sudden pauses. The beauty isn't a passionate attempt, not the flawless execution.
That's beautiful. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the hymn is already playing, right? We just have to open our ears and have the courage to sing along.
Exactly. Gisèle Pelicot reminds us that the greatest act of defiance in a chaotic world is to live with intention and love with abandon. We'll see you in the next one.